Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Michigan State Police detectives are investigating after a fatal trooper-involved shooting occurred in the village of Kingston. According to police, the shooting happened on Tuesday around 8:30 p.m. Officers from the MSP Carroll Post responded to a residence in Coyleton Township to pick up a 54-year-old man on a mental order that was signed by a judge. Investigation indicates that troopers and a sergeant arrived on scene and encountered the man in a vehicle. During the encounter, the man allegedly produced a weapon and shots were fired. A sergeant was shot in the hand, treated at the hospital, and released. The 54-year-old man was pronounced deceased at the scene. The investigation remains ongoing. Agra Valley Communications has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Agra Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. A fire at the Auto City Speedway in Clio has caused significant damage to a key facility within the racetrack. Owner Joe DeWitt said the fire, which broke out early Thursday morning, impacted the heart of the speedway. "I was awakened at 1:30 a.m. by the neighbors across the street, and they said the racetrack's on fire," DeWitt said. DeWitt said the fire is believed to have been electrical, related to the age of the 70-year-old building. "It's a 70-year-old building that has been renovated 3 to 4 times in the past 7 decades," DeWitt said. "The materials in there are some old, some new, and it looks to be some kind of electrical fire." Despite the damage, DeWitt is determined to rebuild and aims to have the track operational by early May for the new season. We'll be right back.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust, right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back, and this is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old man charged with assassinating conservative activist Charlie Kirk, appeared in person Thursday for the first time in Utah County Court since the September 10th shooting. This was his first face-to-face appearance after previously participating in hearings via video. During the hearing before 4th District Judge Tony Graff, lawyers debated media access and courtroom restrictions, including disputes over whether news outlets violated a court order by photographing Robinson in restraints. Photographing Robinson in restraints, I should say. Judge Graff stopped proceedings briefly to address those concerns, but ultimately allowed cameras to remain, saying removing them entirely would be disproportionate for the matters at hand. Under an earlier order, Robinson may wear civilian clothes during pretrial hearings to uphold his presumption of innocence, but must also wear the least restrictive restraints possible due to the serious nature of the charges. Robinson faces multiple charges, including aggravated murder, after authorities say he fatally shot Kirk during a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University in Orem. Prosecutors have indicated they will seek the death penalty if he is convicted. The hearing also touched on closed proceedings and motions filed by media organizations seeking greater involvement in decisions about what court information and recordings may be released. A future hearing on media access is scheduled later in December. Law enforcement agencies throughout Michigan are deploying extra officers to combat impaired driving during the upcoming holiday period. The enhanced enforcement effort runs from December 13th through January 1st. State transportation safety data reveals that between 2020 and 2024, holiday-related traffic fatalities in Michigan included 19 deaths during the Christmas period, with nearly half linked to drivers under the influence. Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning Director Alicia Sledge noted that seasonal celebrations and parties lead to increased alcohol consumption and greater impaired driving risks. State police, sheriff's departments, and local law enforcement will conduct focused patrols aimed at identifying drivers who are intoxicated. Authorities emphasize that while 0.08 blood alcohol content is the legal threshold, officers may arrest drivers at lower levels if impairment is evident. The Federal National Highway Traffic Safety Administration funds the enforcement program through the State Highway Safety Office. And finally, a drone attack in Russia's Saratov region has killed at least two people and damaged a residential building. Local authorities reported the incident this morning. Meanwhile, parts of Ukraine went without power after Russian strikes targeted energy infrastructure. Russia's Defense Ministry said it shot down 41 Ukrainian drones overnight. In Ukraine, attacks hit five regions, including Odessa, where grain silos caught fire. Kyiv accused Russia of trying to cripple its power grid. Peace talks led by the U.S. continue, with Russia insisting on retaining control over eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, even after a potential settlement. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall. Auto Mall, just east of back. Okay. Brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.